Several teams of people planning to kill Babchenko had help.
Training in Russia.
And they had a lot of weapons.
They have uncovered a few weapons depots, serious weaponry, including grenade launchers.
Babchenko is safe for now, but he says because of the nature of this organization, others are not.
All these arrests and discoveries were made in Ukraine. The point is that those who are on the top of this network, they are hiding in Russia, and of course they are beyond the reach of the Ukrainians. I'm sure that both assassinations and other attempts to destabilize the situation in Ukraine will continue.
It is now clear that Mr. Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia. This is part of a group of nerve agents known as Novichok.
But while Ukraine remains ground zero for Kremlin hit squads, Western Europe, Britain in particular, is in the bullseye, according to British Prime Minister Theresa May.
The government has concluded that it is highly likely that Russia was responsible for the act against Sergei and Yulia Skripal.
One man in London knows all too well about the Kremlin's persistence.
Now, the Russians are doing everything that they can to try to kill me, to try to stop me, to try to intimidate me. There are probably 250 people working full-time inside the Russian government at any given moment trying to destroy my life.
American-born British citizen Bill Browder, who's responsible for the Magnitsky Act, which severely punishes the Russian government for corruption and the murders carried out by Kremlin hit squads, has been relentlessly pursued, and the people chasing him have gotten very creative.
On the 30th of May, I'm in my hotel room in Madrid, and at about 9:40 in the morning, there's a knock on my door. I open the door, and the general manager of the hotel is standing there with two uniformed police officers. And they ask me for my identification. I show them my ID. They compare it with a piece of paper they have, and then they say, "Mr. Browder, you're under arrest." And I said, "What for?" And they said, "Interpol Russia."
This was the sixth time Russia had tried to use a bogus Interpol red notice to take Browder into custody. And when they did get a hold of him, they didn't take him to a police station.
And so my heart was beating hard, and we were driving through the streets of Old Madrid in what looked like a police car, and they had the sirens on.
Then they abruptly stopped the car.
And they told me to get out of the car.
And coming up in our final episode, his heart started to race as they demanded a medical exam.
And these guys didn't speak English very well, and I said, "No medical exam." And I said, "I want to speak to my lawyer." They said, "No lawyer."
How Browder got out of the jam and the connection to Washington. Then we go to DuPont Circle to investigate what one man says was most likely a Kremlin murder on U.S. soil.
There are no barriers that Vladimir Putin has in front of him that would stop him from committing an assassination in the United States.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.